USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a federal holiday as the nation's reflecting on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On the third Monday of January, a day set aside to honor the birth of the late civil rights leader who was assassinated in 1968. Reverend Al Sharpton saying King's legacy of staying true to his core beliefs is something today's generation could learn from.
He remained steadfast and he remained loyal and faithful to his core beliefs of nonviolent and direct action tactics. That is something that we miss today is people that will take a moral stand based on what they believe, not based on what is popular.
He spoke on NBC News. Most banks are closed and there's no mail delivery today for the holiday. Two people are dead, over a dozen wounded after a shooting last night outside a Kansas City, Missouri bar. The gunman is among those killed. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
President Trump says recent trade deals are big wins, especially for America's farmers. He spoke at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Texas yesterday, crediting farmers with staying loyal to him through tough times as he negotiated the trade deals with China, Mexico, and Canada. The president saying the deals will see farmers greatly increasing exports soon. Happening above our heads this morning, the third all-female spacewalk in NASA history. Astronauts Jessica Meyer and Christina Cook are tasked with installing a new set of solar array batteries aboard the International Space Station. Heinz Ketchup is offering to help football fans whose team didn't make it to the Super Bowl, saying it will reimburse flight change fees for anyone who bought a ticket to Miami to see their team play in Super Bowl 54. When they're not now going to be there. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top movies at the box office over the weekend, and there is a new number one.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Doolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number four with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number five with $8.4 million. Number six, Just Mercy, coming in at $6 million. Little Women is at number 7 with $5.9 million. Knives Out at number 8 with $4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with $3.8 million. And still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with $3.7 million. I'm Wendy King.
And the 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers last night to win the NFC Championship and head to the Super Bowl to face the Kansas City Chiefs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.